get back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome on into this Monday. This is an absolute fantastic week we got lined up for you today, starting this Monday, August the 19th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be on topic on the topic of conversation that we're having. No links. Please do not send me any links, videos, stories that take more than probably 30 seconds to read. I can't get to them. I appreciate them, but don't send them during the show, 9 to noon, Monday through Friday. Send them to me after the show. Greatly appreciate it. Well, we have a great 40th anniversary dinner Friday night, and I got to tell you, the Friday night anniversary celebration continued on over the weekend. I was a bad, bad, bad boy. And I am paying for it this morning. Can't believe the inflammation. We're going to be talking about this with Missy in the second hour. The biggest driver of chronic inflammation comes from our food, is found in our food. Finally, an article coming out by the Epoch Times absolutely spells out from a scientific standpoint studies, Stanford University School of Medicine, other sources. There's a thing called chronic inflammation, and Missy's going to explain that to us in the second hour. We got absolutely the best explanation of the program so far today, and it has to do with chronic inflammation. We're going to talk about it. It's amazing what it impacts, what it does to our bodies, what it's done to our bodies for years. So we're going to get into that. And I don't know if you've been following the Detroit Tigers. We love our Tigers. We love our Tigers. We watch every single game. They just beat the New York Yankees 2 out of 3 games. Short 3-game series, they won 2. And last night was special. Complete team effort. Tarek Skubal was going for his 15th win. A pass ball by the catcher allowed to run the score from third base. It was 1-0 going into the 8th inning. Looked like the Tigers were going to lose. Well, they tied it up. Extra innings. Yankees scored. The stupid COVID rule still in place. I hate it. Extra innings. 10th inning, you start a runner at second base. Whoever made the last out, you get down to second base. Next batter, or first batter, actually, of the 10th inning, slaps a single to right center. The guy scores. They're back up 2-1. Well, needless to say, the Tigers did the same thing, came right back and tied it, and then had a walk-off. I can't believe the left fielder bobbled the throw coming to the plate, but the run scored. Tigers walked it off 3-2 in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, the stadium where the Little Leaguers do their World Series. Great game. They're coming back, folks. They're young, but they're learning how to win. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Folks out there that own firearms are looking to buy a new or used gun or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one. Talking about the Tigers, talking about Friday night's anniversary dinner, the weekend. Man, I am so much pain. Cannot believe it. But Missy's going to explain it all to us in the second hour. And it has to do with this thing they've discovered. It's called chronic inflammation. I want to go over this part of it to tee up Missy, because this is important information for you to understand when she comes on the show and connects it to her program, how she has figured this out without necessarily all this scientific evidence. Inflammation. The body's fire burns threats, but things go wrong when it smolders. Chronic inflammation causes maybe the very things that bring us comfort or convenience. Now, this is an interesting twist. I have never looked at it this way before. Many people experience inflammation, which sometimes leads to chronic inflammation without even knowing it. According to a professor at the University of Florida College of Medicine, Arch Manis, a large-scale study published in Frontiers in Medicine this year, folks, this is brand new information, never seen this information before, showed that among adults in the United States, 35% had systemic inflammation. Even among healthy individuals with no evidence of any disease, those numbers hold firm at 15%. So between 15 to 35 people out of 100, inflammation's going on in your body. The problem is it turns into chronic inflammation. And it has been linked to a wide range of conditions and often touches some big diseases. Dr. Frank Orlando, the medical director at University of Florida Health Family Medicine, said it's the cause of this lies in what we eat and do every single day. When the fire is allowed to smolder, said Peter Osborne, a clinical nutritionist and chiropractor, said our bodies need some inflammation. Inflammation response is an essential part to our immune system. When your body gets infected or injured, listen to this part. This is important. When the body is infected or injured, inflammation. Well, if you liken it to a fire, it's nature's way of burning away pathogens and heating up the area to repair the damage. Once the threat is eliminated, the inflammation should subside. But like a fire, if it continues to smolder, it can turn into chronic inflammation. Inflammation that persists for more than 3 months becomes chronic inflammation. And the studies that we did show that it leads to heart disease, cancer, diabetes, depression, autoimmune disease, and other neurodegenerative disorders. Now, this is interesting, because inflammation in the body's immune system puts up a defense. But again, when it lasts longer than 3 months, it becomes chronic inflammation. A review published in Nature Medicine indicated that over 50% of deaths can be attributed to inflammation-related diseases. What? You're saying half of our deaths can be attributed to inflammation-related diseases. This is absolutely amazing, people. I never realized it was this bad. But you have to understand something. This is not what we normally do in everyday lives, looking at inflammation and potentially what it causes to us. Chronic inflammation is a significant contributor to heart diseases. For example, scientists understanding atherosclerosis has evolved from viewing it as a passive accumulation of cholesterol to recognizing it as a condition driven actually by chronic inflammation. Chronic inflammation triggers biochemical reactions that lead to the formation of these plaques and can cause the plaques to actually rupture. A meta-analysis published in The Lancet found that levels of inflammation are linked to increased mortality risk from heart disease, strokes, and several types of cancer. Specifically, every threefold increase in the concentration of C-reactive protein. This is a standard marker found in inflammation, was associated with a 37% higher risk of coronary heart disease, 27% higher risk of stroke. On the other hand, lower inflammation levels appear to be associated with increased longevity. A study involving hundreds of centenarians, those are people who live to be 100 years old or more, in Japan, found that the inflammation levels were more accurate predictors of longevity than telomere length and better predictors of daily living capacities and cognitive function in older people that age. The study suggested that the suppression of chronic inflammation could be an essential step towards further improvements in human healthy lifespans. Folks, I'm dealing with it today. At anniversary dinner on Friday, with all the goodies that we had, all the things we did over the weekend, even yesterday, stepped on the scale, it's like, whoa, wait a minute. 217 has gone to 225. But yet my stomach looks flat. If I put my pants on and put on my belt, it's in the same exact hole. Stomach's not any bigger. 8 pounds? I hurt so bad today, it's not even funny. Now, I'm not going to take any ibuprofen or Tylenol or anything to reduce inflammation. I'm going to flush it from my system. Today, I'm going to fast. I'm not going to eat anything. I'm going to get this under control, but we're going to talk about it with Missy here in the second hour. But if you're looking at a situation where you've got certain drugs that you're taking, heart disease, cholesterol reduction, here is some of the typical reactions people do to counteract inflammation. We've been sold in TV ads, radio, TV, newspapers, every type of media you look at has some type of ads for these non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs such as NSAIDs, ibuprofen, naproxen, aspirin even steroids and some inhalers. Where did that come from? In 2023, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved colchicine as the first anti-inflammatory drug for heart disease. But while using other anti-inflammatory drugs is common in clinical practice. How many times did Dr. Well, you're inflamed, you twisted your ankle, take some Tylenol, take some ibuprofen, put ice on it, it'll reduce the inflammation, the swelling. Here's the problem. There's no guidelines recommending these NSAIDs for general long-term use to control chronic inflammation. Over-the-counter NSAIDs carry risk, eventually leading to heart attacks, stroke, acute kidney injury, internal bleeding in certain organs, and can even interact with other medications. We don't want people on those medications for very long, especially when it comes to more potent anti-inflammatory drugs that they have come up with, said Menace. One of the issues people don't realize, long-term effects. While controlling inflammation makes them feel better for the pain receptors, it's causing damage to other organs and potentially leading to other diseases. Peter Osborne, the nutritionist, said, quote, and this is the bottom line takeaway, which we want to talk about with Missy in the second hour. The biggest driver of chronic inflammation is found in our food. While developed countries like the United States have some of the best healthcare systems in the world, but when it comes to chronic inflammation, heart disease, diabetes, obesity, autoimmune diseases, and other conditions, we spend more money trying to treat these diseases than getting to the root cause. Found in our foods. David Furman holds a doctorate in immunology and is the director at the Stanford University School of Medicine. Our lifestyle is the key problem based on what we take in. While modern technology makes life more convenient and comfortable, this convenience is merely a facade. We sit for long periods, we eat fast food, highly processed foods, and endure high levels of work stress, all of which can trigger and worsen inflammation. There's that word again, inflammation. And I'm living it today. I know exactly what this article is talking about, but I had no idea that that inflammation could affect so many organs and cause so many diseases. And we definitely don't want to continue taking Tylenol and ibuprofen, especially on a daily basis. So that's the tee up for Missy in the second hour. We're going to go to Lansing, shift gears, turn this rig around. We're going to go to Lansing in the second half hour. Today's show, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big